This is Anna Klein. I'm a composer living in the Hudson Valley, and this is my choice of women composers through history for Women's History Month on WMHT. 31 composers for the 31 days of March. March 16th, Lily Boulanger, tragic young Lily, first woman to win the Prix de Rome and the most exciting young composer of her generation, who died of tuberculosis at the age of 24. The Prix de Rome ran in the family. Her father was a composer and conductor who was 77 when she was born in Paris in 1893. Her grandparents were a famous cellist and mezzo-soprano. Her older sister was Nadia Boulanger, the famous future teacher. Her mother was a Russian princess. She learnt to read music before her alphabet, age 2. The sister Nadia, sworn by their father to protect the baby always, would take her along with her to classes at the conservatoire as a little 4-year-old, and by the time she was 6, she could play the harp, piano, cello, and violin. But it was also when she was 6 that she contracted the pneumonia that would eventually kill her. It meant that she couldn't study at the conservatoire until she was 19. So ill had she been right throughout her childhood. It meant that when she first competed for the Prix de Rome with her first cantata that same year, she collapsed in the performance and had to withdraw. It meant that when she next competed for the prize with her second cantata and won, 3 years in Rome, staying at the Villa Medici with a studio and all expenses paid, she couldn't take it up. She was the first woman in history to win, and she was too ill. And all this comes through in her music. Much left unfinished. What she did manage to finish are thrilling cantatas of tremendous confidence and beauty and skill, alongside heartbreakingly poignant songs and piano pieces with titles like this, Of a Sad Evening. She knew she didn't have long. Lily Boulanger, 1893 to 1918. I'm Anna Klein, written and produced by Charlotte Wilson for WMHT.